And there is the full-time hooter. And it's all over in Pearse Stadium in Galway. And Donegal have suffered a first defeat of the Division 1 Alliance National Football League campaign as they've lost out here by 7 points. 21 points to 14 was the final score. And if we go back to the first half, there was horrendous conditions here, particularly if you're playing under the breeze that was there in the driving rain. Donegal struggled, but it was at the back of Galway. And with that first half performance where they led by 17 points to 1, that really gave them a very, very strong footing in this game. So it did at that stage, Brendan.
Yeah, listen, it was all about that first half, wasn't it? And really, you'd have to admire Galway. They really went after Donegal. Like, as I was saying, the last couple of matches, Donegal haven't faced anything like that type of intensity of tackle. They squeezed up, they went after Donegal everywhere. And as you say, because of that gale force was blowing in, you know, Pat was kicking out the ball, Galway were squeezing up there, one of the turnovers, they were coming after Donegal. Donegal couldn't get any foothold in the game at all, and it was all Galway. Shane Walsh was strolling about the pitch, kicking two-pointers for fun, and you still thought there'd be a fight back in the second half, Washington, and there was, you know, particularly Kieran Thompson, you say Owen Bann coming on the pitch here, making that bit of a difference. Darrell Boyle again, 6 points, was first class as well, and in that moment where they could have conjured up that comeback, you heard the crowd coming in, they just had a couple of bad wides, they lumped a few balls in late on, they could have got closer on the scoreboard, but they went for a few goals late on, which they trying to eat into that lead, they couldn't get a 3 point or other. But listen, again, Oisin, I don't think it's going to bother Donegal too much. You know, you could see Galway really went after Donegal today. Listen, Donegal's sitting on the 6 points, away game. You know, I think Jim McGuinness will be happy enough picking up a couple of points in these next few home games and just staying in a good position in the league.
Yeah, Galway had 14 scores in total, which resulted in obviously that 21 points, and Donegal had 11. So if this wasn't in the new rules, it would have been a lot closer affair, so it was. But these 2-pointers are having a big impact in games, and we heard Jack O'Connor talk about them regularly over the last couple of weeks as well. They've changed the rules. It's suiting the kickers, and this is what is now won in fixtures, Brendan.
Yeah, listen, there's different people have different ideas about it. Everybody says, yeah, it's more exciting, it's higher scoring, but, you know, sometimes it can give, I suppose, a false reading, and no more than Donegal and Armagh. Last week, the fact that Donegal absolutely destroyed Armagh at times, but Armagh kicked a couple of 2-pointers in the second half and brings them right back into a game where Donegal were dominating. So, listen, it depends how you look at it, Oisin. Certainly with the breeze today, it was so easy for Galway in the first half to pick off those 2-pointers, particularly with the quality of Walsh. So it gives you a massive foothold in the game. Whether how much that changes then in the summer, you know, but the ball, yeah, you know, on a summer's day will travel that bit further too. So you know, you're looking at players around the country, the top players, honestly, that are getting that bit of space now that can't be marked by 2 or 3 footballers, that haven't got the normal 15 in, we've seen a lot of teams defending. They are really coming to the top, and Shane Walsh is one of them. He was in brilliant form today, and like as I say, along with Maher, they were first class in terms of driving this Galway team on. But we did see that lull, which we've seen in all other games. Actually, halfway through that second half, or you know, about 20 minutes into it, around that time, the game seems to hit a bit of a lull. Donegal were winning all the possession at that point. We just couldn't get the scores on the board enough to kind of pull us back to a point where we had Galway under enough pressure, and they just seen out the game in the end.
Yeah, we're talking about a Galway side here today as well, Brendan. The player of the year, Paul Conroy, didn't feature today at all. The centre half back John Daly didn't feature. I'm looking at a man just down below me here as well, Damien Comer, who didn't feature. So Galway do have a number of players to come back, but then Donegal rung the changes as well ahead of this game. Jim McGuinness making 5 changes from the start. He brought on a few players in the second half, but when you look at players who have already contributed to the league, there was no Finbar Rorty today, no Ryan McHugh, no Patrick McBurdy, no Michael Murphy, no Michael Langan.
Yeah, that's it. And listen, everybody's in the league, that's what happens. You know, you actually don't want to be going with your top team always. You want to be giving players opportunities and that. So it always gives you that feeling, actually, we're going up the road here, we're defeated today, but we have like 4 or 5 of our top men not playing, you know, in the form. The McBurdy's in, you know, the form Ryan McHugh's in, Murphy's impact last week. Listen, you know, Langan, obviously, on his day, one of the best players in Ireland. So there's a lot of quality to come back in, us and completely change his games in, because different people, they're going to ask different questions of the likes of that. And you'd think with any of those players to come in there today as that game opened up, it probably would have been the difference in taking Donegal back into it. But as I say, I don't think it'll bother Jim McGuinness too much. It's been a fantastic start for Donegal, an away game in tough conditions today, obviously missing some of her main men. That's fine, you know, Donegal dust themselves off and get ready for Derry next week.
Yeah, Derry is next week. Shane Walsh, by the way, has got the man of the match. It's not the be-all and end-all. Donegal have been defeated. It's the first defeat of the year. But we have Derry, who are in badly need of a win, coming to Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon next Sunday. There's an earlier start time of 1:45 to this game. But with Derry now needing points, it makes them very, very dangerous, Brendan.
Does indeed. I think they've been a wee bit unlucky, I suppose, particularly in that Kerry game, that the smash and grab, the two late goals in that. And they have competed well in those games. And after the whole saga of their management dragging on and the players wondering what was happening, they finally put that management team in place, headed by Paddy Talley. I seen him up at Balbuffet actually last week. Interesting spectator watching Donegal, no doubt. So listen, as you said, Oisin, what happens in the league there, if a team's under pressure, you know, they tend to lift the performance, because everybody in the league's going at a certain level. You know, you're on about maybe 85-90%, so they want that left for the championship. But if you're under pressure for points, certainly you need to put out your best team and you need to really go for a side. That said, Donegal are at home washing, and we have a great record in Ballyshannon as well, and because we're playing Derry coming down the tracks in the championship, we'll not want to give them any advantage. So it'll be interesting to see how Donegal play that. There's no doubt in Jim McGuinness, you know, tinkered with the squad today. He was happy enough, you know, to have a go here. He wasn't overly worried about the 2 points. Because we have Derry coming up in that preliminary round, it'll be interesting what way he plays it next week. Should he play the same type of team and then unload, you know, the best of his team and really go after Derry maybe in that second half? It'd be an interesting, I suppose, psychological edge to give Donegal. But do you think from Derry's perspective, Talley will have his main team out and he'll be going for those 2 points?
Okay, Brendan, many thanks for your contribution today, Brendan. On co-commentary here in Pearce Stadium in Galway, in Salt Hill in Galway. And today has been a disappointing day from a Donegal point of view. They have suffered their first defeat of the league campaign. But listen, it's not the end of the world. It's the league, and Jim McGuinness decided to rest some of our key players today as well. Galway were missing a few too. The wind and the rain and the conditions played a huge factor in this game as Galway raced out to a 16-point lead at half-time. But in the end, it finished Galway 21, Donegal 14. We'll try and get some reaction from the Donegal camp for you before we hit the road back home to Letterkenny. Back to the studio.